What's going on, Bishas? Welcome to this episode 2906. To those of you that maybe didn't catch the live stream, this episode was bumpy. This episode was bumpy, a little bit rocky, but we made it through. So I'm splicing this together and it just kind of cut off over and over again. I don't know what it was about Rumble or the stream or my streaming service, whatever the hell it was. It was rocky. So it cuts out a few times. So if it's a little bit choppy, that's why. I didn't want to explain it every single time, but it went out. It kind of resumed and we just kind of strung them together, but we made it through a decent show. It's going to happen when you stream live every single day for 8 years straight. You're going to have an episode or two that are a little bit warp. I just want to give you a heads up. That's why it might jump back and forth. But great Swole fan posts, great questions. The balls deep was great. The throwback was awesome. So enjoy today's episode. Yas Bishas. The following program is rated TV-MA-NOC. It contains a big pair of nuts directly on your chin. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Go to the fucking gym.
Obesity is epidemic in the United States and a major cause of death.
What is fat activism?
I, a fat person, am sharing my own lived experience.
Pizza is a vegetable.
Your fatphobia is your problem.
It is not my place as a smaller-bodied white man to comment on it.
Radical body positivity.
What can men do against such reckless hate?
There's only one man who can help me.
This is for you new people. I only have one rule. Everyone fights, no one quits.
This day we fight!
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testing, 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 test, 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 testing, testing, testicles, testing, testicles, testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 29, Hundo and Sace of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beercast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, Bishas, Booshas, Bustas, Hustlers, and Yeel Hoes? It's your boy Papa Swolio back with another episode. In today's episode, the Beastcast is brought to you, is powered, is sponsored by Everest and K2, flexing on all you bees.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
All right, fam, welcome to the show 2906. It is Swole Slut Saturday, so drop it in the comments down below. What are you smashing today? And I'm looking in the comments right now, and Cerny said P3S9 is the sickest design so far. That is what
boom shakalaka
I'm talking about. How many of you got P3S9? Don't say anything for those that haven't received it yet, but how many of you are getting your P3S9? How many of you are stoked? So I hope you enjoy the design. Sounds like you do already, but awesome. If you haven't received it yet, it's on the way because some people are already receiving it. So excellent. Drop in the comments, what are you smashing? Hit the thumbs up button live on Rumble. Download the Rumble app to join in all the live streams. Hit the bell, you will get notified. And of course, Spotify, Apple Podcast for a way to listen. Bang your ear holes. You could also watch on Spotify, but make sure you leave a 5-star review if you listen to the podcast afterwards on Spotify and Apple Podcast, and subscribe, share with your friends. Let's get into today's episode. We got Swole Fan Posts. We got some questions. And of course, we are going to go balls deep. We got the Tainty Man, who's a little bit antsy today. Rufus, down. It's time to make some gains. It's time to get the show on the road, and we got Church here in tow. Let some of the Falcon get today's party started. We will give away the Swole card at the end of today's episode. Falcon! Oh yeah, put some respect on it. Yes, beaches. Hashtag Swole Slut for a chance to win today's Swole Card. Hashtag Triple S. Hashtag SSS, because it is Swole Slut Saturday after all. Drop down in the comments. We'll give that Swole Card away. Who's a Swole Slut tonight? Who's a filthy little Swole Slut? Are you that person? I think you are. Now let's get into that tip. Pooh. Babe, just an inch. It's cold outside. I think you're filthy. I think you're filthy. I think you know that you are. Okay, we have some new stuff coming up on Monday, because Monday is our accountability meeting. It's our merch Monday. We got some new stuff this coming Monday at 12 noon Eastern time. Tomorrow is the Ask Papa Swolio live segment. So a reminder, we'll talk about this in a few again, but if you want to call into the show for tomorrow's episode, make sure you go to askpapaswolio.com. You still got some time. Go to askpapaswolio.com and call into the show, and we'll get to your call tomorrow. Looking forward to speaking with you all then. Let's just jump right into the first Swole Fan post.
What's in the box?
First post here is from Brian, and Brian has a picture of some beef. Very nice. Dinner last night, 36 ounces of rare beef strip loin and sweet potato with parentheses, not real butter. Carnivore diet is amazing. With parentheses, not real butter. I can't believe it's not real butter. Not real butter? I'm confused. I think it's real butter. Why would you not put real butter on that delicious meal? But good for you, Brian. I'd like some clarification. I'm confused. Or did you mean to say not raw butter? Is anyone else confused? What's going on here? All right, let's see. We got one here from Joanne under pillar number 6, mindfulness. If you're not yet a member, check out the awesome Summer Swole specials over at SwoleNormousX.com. Join the fam today so you can get access to all the private live streams. We had an overtime segment yesterday with brand new Balls Deep Edits, brand new Driving While Gaining, and it was a lot of fun. So get access to all the private live streams and roundtables. We got a roundtable this coming Thursday next week. So anyway, this is from Inside the Swole Fam again. So Joanne says, curious as to how many in the fam meditate. How long and how often? I personally do every day. I occasionally miss one, and I do it for 10 or 20 minutes if I have more time. For me, this helps a lot. I also find yin yoga to be more meditative than physical for me. Just wondering where everyone else is at with their mindfulness. So you could drop this in the comments. I mean, everyone pretty much here, if you're a member, you're doing brain gains. You're doing the brain gains meditation. So with your memberships, SwoleNormousX programs, right? 400 yoga and mobility classes, Swollen 7, Swolga classes. Of course, you have the master classes, but you also have brain gains. So you have 5 minute, 10 minute, 20 minute, and 30 minute, right? Do we have a 30 minute meditation? So we have meditation lengths for all levels. You could always squeeze it in, you know, especially 5 minutes, as long as you're just getting that base and checking it off, making sure you're getting it done. You're showing up, right? You're showing up. So anyway, drop in the comments. But of course, if you want to respond to Joanne's post, but of course, the Swole Fam is huge on meditation. The Swole Fam's huge with mindfulness. Okay, so we're back. I do not know what's happening. I really do not know what's happening. I have the podcast loaded up here. That way I can just double check and make sure that we're okay. So we're rolling. So I'm trying to keep it live on my screen to see what you see. So, all right, we're good. So I'm just, and again, if it happens again, I'm going to start it up again. I'm just going to go right to the homepage until it, you know, until I see it scrolling. And then I'm starting back from where I left off. If Rumble or the internet or whatever the fuck is going to do this bullshit, I don't know why this happens randomly. It happens randomly, and it happens, you know, it's been happening a lot the last like couple days. I don't know what the fuck is going on, but it's driving me insane. So I apologize. I'm doing the best I can. When I splice it for the podcast and everything afterwards, I'm going to, you know, I cut out all the middle parts for the most part. I'm just going to try to make the audio tight. So anyway, if it happens again, that's what's happening. We're just going to keep on rolling, and I will make sure that it stays all together. So apologies. Anyway, drop your meditation routine in the chat. What are you doing for meditation? How do you meditate? What is your style of meditation? And, obviously, pillar number 6 is mindfulness. So Joanne's asking how the Swole Fam takes mindfulness. We take it very seriously. And for me, watering the grass, like watering the grass, watering the garden, that is very meditative. It doesn't, you don't always have to sit there and just be, you know, you don't have to do that kind of meditation. The mindfulness practice that I walk you through with Brain Gains, yes, that's going to have some sort of a structure, sit down, nice posture, hands on your lap, nice and comfortable. But there's so many different things. It's just about being present. It's just about being enjoying in the moment. I'm with the butterflies and the caterpillars and gardening and the vines and all this stuff. I love it out there. So that's really peaceful for me. I just go out there and I chill and I enjoy, I spend time doing it. So you have to find different things. Walking your dog can be meditative. Cold plunge, sauna. You can always hop into some mindfulness, even for like 30 seconds. You can just hop into something. You know what I mean? So very important. Okay, let's see. T-Bone, we got a question before we get into the Knowledge Cocker. We got some emails. T-Bone says, how the hell do you continue to roll out awesome merch on a weekly basis?
Aww.
Well, I appreciate that. I really enjoy the merch. We never have a shortage of, never have a shortage of ideas. And usually there's like five or six designs in rotation or in the cycle. So yeah, I agree. It's impressive. It's impressive. And I really don't like releasing things. Sometimes we re-release items. So sometimes previous releases, if you go back and check, some of you might get one-off designs because sometimes I release something and then change my mind about it. Then we'll take it off. And some of you might notice, some of you might not. And then we'll put it back out and it'll be slightly different. So some of you might have rare prints if you get them right away. That's why there's a benefit. There's a bonus to getting something right away. You might get a one-time print. You might get a limited release. Something never to be printed again, because sometimes we change things out and then boom, it's different. But anyway, yep, love the merch, and I don't put out anything that doesn't make me laugh and that I'm not proud of. So fortunate to be able to put out something solid on a weekly basis, but I love it. I love it. I look forward to the merch every week. So thank you for the love, TCAP. Glad you enjoy it. And everyone else, check it out, papasulio.com, if you have not yet checked out the merch. So let's get into a couple email responses. Fam, if you are, I don't know, missing out, if you're going to your inbox, right? If you're going to your Gmail and you're just, I don't know, getting overloaded with spam, well, have no fear. My knowledge cock is here. Go to makeemailswollagain.com and I will fill up your inbox with amazing content, 7 pillars based, to make sure that you get your shit done today. So go to the email list, makeemailswollagain.com, sign up. Link is in the description. Let's get into a couple responses. We got three. How soon can you see results? And I'm tired of hearing people say this. Let's go with Mike, the email. I'm tired of hearing people say this, ... Mike says, Mondays I hit legs, Tuesdays chest, Wednesday arms, Thursdays shoulders, Fridays back, and Saturday tomorrow I'll be doing a little bit of chest, shoulders, and arms. Sundays is my cardio day. Have a blessed weekend, brother. Cool. Thanks for your training split. Monday legs, Tuesday chest. I'm trying to like visualize this. Wednesday arms, Thursday shoulders, Friday's back. Dude, you do like upper body five. Are you one? No, hold on a second. I got to read this. Chest, arms, shoulders. You do 5 days in a row. You do 5 days in a row of upper body. Bro, I'm glad you responded. I'm glad you responded, because if you're listening to this, man, this mic, whomever this mic is, oh, I encourage you to join us in Swole Normous X. I encourage you to start Maximum Swole or do Swole Season. My guy, we got to get you on a better split. We got to get you on a better split. There's a lot of growth. I think you're going to be very excited when you adjust your split. I would recommend, Mike, I would recommend you go to like a push-pull legs. You know, there's no need to do, chest twice a week. You don't need to do that. Doing back after shoulders is kind of brutal. Let's see. You're doing arms and then shoulders after buys and tries. You're doing chest, then arms, and then shoulders, then back. Oh, you're going to be fatigued. Anyway, we'll talk more. I don't want to belabor the point, but Mike, make sure that you adjust your split a little bit more. I would give yourself a little bit more recovery. I would probably cut out one or two of those upper body days. You can condense that and up the intensity. You don't need to be, you know, doing that many days of upper body in a row. Just a thought. Just a thought. All right. That just stood out after I read it. I'm glad he wrote it. We got to address that quickly. How soon can you see results? Sarah responded to that email and says, as always, speaking the truth. Once again, thank you for the kick in the ass. Oh, you're welcome. Aww. You're welcome. I always get the question, "How, Papa, how quickly can I see results?" You always hear these questions. How fast can I see my abs? How quickly? Everyone's worried about how soon. It's not about getting the results. If it's about getting the results, I don't know how many people... It can't be about the results. It can be, but it can't. Of course you want abs. Of course, when I train, I want to build muscle. I want to be moving in the right direction. But I also know if I'm only focusing on if I'm actually getting results, like, I mean, the actual growth, like you can't get, it's very hard to see results when it comes to building muscle. It takes a lot of time. So in other words, it's not going to adhere me to training. It has to be about more than that. For me, it has to be about looking at the numbers, about the strength improving. It has to be about the execution of it. It has to be about, you know, adjusting my split and tweaking things to see if I recover properly. And, you know, just really about strength. It has to be about strength, something more quantifiable. And it's okay to step on a scale once in a while, but of course that doesn't tell you body fat percentage and you're going to fluctuate. And what are you going to just do? Get bigger forever? You're just going to be like 500 pounds, you know, just swole as fuck. Of course not. You're only going to be able to get so big and so much weight so the strength can improve. And that kind of challenge is very important. So people sometimes ask me, you know, how many days a week I work out, you know, in terms of like my heavy lifting. And I would say it's about four or five. It fluctuates. It depends on the week. It depends on if I do 2 days on, 1 day off, or 2 days on. Sometimes I'll do 2 days off. Sometimes I'll do two on, two off, one on, one off. It depends. Sometimes I do 2-1-2-1-2. It really depends. But I really try to, I feel like I can be the most consistent from week to week by doing 2 days of lifting on and then 1 day of light or something different, cardio, you know, VersaClimber, club work, or active recovery type stuff. Jesus Christ. Okay, it is working. Jeez, what is happening? All right, we're back though. So let's keep moving. I'm just gonna keep on moving. You know what? And when I talk about the success, right? When I talk about being successful with your training, what you're focusing on, I'll tell you what. Getting this fucking podcast done, getting this episode done, I'm gonna feel very satisfied. So I don't know what fucking powers that be are just really jacking up this stream right now, but it's annoying and you can stop. All right, last email response from Tracy. How soon can you see results? Tracy says, thanks for the motivation. That's why I love you, Mr. Man. Why, thank you, Ms. Tracy. The advice and talk is real. I'm learning to stay consistent in my workout routine, and I'm 2 months in. First month going every day, and the 2 month going 5 days out of seven. So I get it. Thanks again, Tracy. Tracy, thank you. Thank you. Let's get into some more knowledge. Thank you, Tracy. Close-up action. Gyrations. Okie dokie. Let's get into some questions. If you have a live one, hashtag Ask Papa Swolyu. I am finishing this episode, and I appreciate all of you sticking with it through me. This is, you know what this is, fam. This is the Oregon Trail. They are putting Papa on the Oregon Trail. All right? And I broke my arm, and we have to forge that river. We got to forge the fucking river. Who's ready? Who's ready? Are we going to lose some oxen? Fuck it. Maybe. Maybe. Is my sister going to get dysentery? It's possible. It's possible. But I'll tell you what, we're going to make it. We're going to make it. We're going to be all right. Okie dokie. Reminder that tomorrow's episode, if you want to call into the show, we'll get to a bunch of calls tomorrow. Hashtag, well, askpapaswolio.com. Go to askpapaswolio.com. Call into the show. Let's keep it moving. JC Smashem. Pomposolio, warm up for back day and favorite ways to target rear delts. Warm up for back day, maybe a dead hang, swinging my club a little bit, and then warming up with the actual movements. So I'll do a couple things for maybe grip, even though I'll use wrist wraps for training back, but I'll, you know, do some rice bucket just to warm my hands and my fingers, swing a 10 or 15, swing a 15 pound club a little bit. And then what I'll do is I will, start doing some light sets of the first exercise I'm going to do. That's my warm-up. I just kind of get my joints and stuff loose and kind of blood flowing, psychologically ready to train. And then what I will do is I will start light with a light set and then do another one and then do another one. And by the time I'm ready, one, two, or three warm-up sets, then boom, I'm ready. And then for the next exercise, I might only need one warm-up set because I'm already kind of loose. So again, you want to prepare yourself as much as you need to for the intense set. You don't need to be exhausting yourself. So favorite way to target the rear delts. I mean, sometimes it depends if you need to bring up your rear delts, train them first in a workout. But what I would recommend is just doing like a pec deck, reverse pec deck machine. You could also do a single arm cable. You could do a double high cable. There's different ways to do it with the cable machines. Cables are great for posterior deltoid and a reverse pec deck, best way to do it. But you could also integrate it with a back workout. T-bar rows with an elbow flare will hit a lot of rear delts. So you don't necessarily have to isolate it in a back workout. Usually I'll do it at the end of a back workout, but I've done it first and primarily, I used to do shoulder days or arm days. I'll do shoulders and arms. So I've led my, and I would do the first exercise I would do would be posterior deltoid. So I front loaded my workouts for years and years and years with posterior deltoid. So I don't necessarily hit them first. But yeah, I always make sure I train my middle delts and posterior delts every week. All right, Lone Wolf 4728, Pomposolio. What bicep size is considered acceptable after 6 months of gym for skinny starters? I have no idea. I don't know where you started with. I don't care what your bicep size is. What only matters is what you started with. If your arms were 10 inches and now they're 12, that's fantastic. If they were 8 inches and now they're 9, that's great. If they were 14 inches and now they're 15 inches, that's great. I don't know. What bicep size is considered acceptable? Some people are never going to have 20-inch arms. And do you really want 20-inch arms? I don't know, maybe. Are you going to put in the work required to get to that level and take the amount of sauce or whatever it is? Stop worrying about shit that doesn't matter. Right? Like, what's acceptable? Who cares what it's acceptable is? What's an improvement for you? And then do more and do more. If that's your goal. Yoon XXJ1, Pomposolio, how many carbs do you consume daily? I don't know. I get some in my raw dairy. I will get some like an apples and stuff like that. I'll have some fruit, banana, some raw honey, but I don't know how much. I focus more on protein and fat, and then I'll mostly protein, and then of course fat with like steaks and stuff like that, whole eggs, raw dairy, and then I'll fill in the gaps with some carbs, fruits and stuff. Fruitses. TJD 19333, Pomposolio, got a herniated disc, can't lift how I'd like while I recover/rehab it. Any suggestions? You have a herniated disc, can't lift how you'd like to while you recover and rehab it. Any suggestions? Do whatever you need to do to get back to 100% or as close to it as possible. So I don't know how you'd like to lift. Can you do machines? Can you lift with machines? That's why machines are great, because they're very stable and you get into positions and load the muscles without free weights that might put your body at risk or put you in a compromising position maybe while you're healing something. I'm not telling you this is not medical advice, but usually there's something that you can do. And I also hope that you're recovering and rehabbing it properly. Are you doing physical therapy? Are they doing it properly? Are they giving you the right things to do? Just because it's a physical therapist and insurance is covering it, whatever it is, doesn't mean it's going to solve your problem or take you as far as you need to go. So I would start practicing yoga, chair yoga or whatever type of yoga you might be medically cleared to, or when you're medically cleared to do yoga. But you want to practice your mobility and take your health and mobility into your own hands as soon as possible. You know, be safe out there. Be safe out there. Raj Dillons, Papa Swolio, should I do high reps? I've been doing low reps and my bench progression has been shit. I doubt it. And the reason why I say I doubt it is, one, I would need to see all the data. And I don't know what you mean your bench progression has been shit, in the sense of, what does that mean? How long has it been shit? What's your training protocol like? What I mean by this is, it could be your nutrition. It could be your, like, your calories. It could be your quality of proteins. It could be your sleep. It could be your supplementation, magnesium, or this, that, and the other. It could be hydration, electrolytes. It could be like your program design, if I didn't mention that already. Could be your form. Could be your exercise selection. Could be your training split. I might have said that already, but it could be a bunch of things. So high reps is not what's going to do it for you. So what do you try? What's your bench progression? You're trying to bench more. See, I don't like, strength is great, but I don't really care so much about flat bench. In my opinion, there's better exercise than flat bench, especially barbell. Dumbbells, I think, are better. Converging chest press machines can be better. So you don't have to have a big flat barbell bench. I don't barbell bench. I never really did. And I just never really liked or felt that movement particularly well for me. Some people might disagree, but I think there are better moves in many cases, better options. But of course, if it works well for you, then do it. But for a lot of people, it doesn't. And they kind of keep on hammering this one thing, right? They're just kind of smashing their head into a brick wall and they're wondering why they're not making progress. So just because it might work for some people doesn't mean that it's going to work for everyone. All right. So I'm still continuing. And yeah, it's, I don't know what the fuck is cutting out. I don't know what's going on. So don't blame Rumble. I don't know what it is. It's not my internet. Nothing's been going out. So again, not my internet. I haven't lost connection with anything on, you know, on my Wi-Fi and all that stuff. So, okay, let's keep going. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get this on the audio. I'm not sure what the recording or what I'm gonna have available. This is gonna be a fucking disaster to edit this. So I'm not really sure I'm gonna do that. It's okay. We have a lot of, as long as I do the episode every day, it's fine. If the audio, it's like, well, it is what it is. I'm not bending over backwards to slice these things together. Smitten Litton, do you like whey protein? Well, I think it can work for some people. And I use a grass-fed and finished whey concentrate. It's just very important to get a good one that digests well for you, that you like. I get it unflavored, no fillers, no soy or sunflower lecithin. It mixes well, doesn't taste bad or great. So it's kind of, meh. It's good enough. And works well enough for me. How would you try and rob a bank? I wouldn't, because that's retarded. It's not worth it. Think about Manav. Papa Solio, is it okay to work out before bed? I wouldn't. Maybe you want to do some light yoga or some yin yoga or some meditation. That could be something. All right. Because of the connections, we're just going to move on to some balls deep. That was good for questions. By the way, tomorrow that, we're doing Ask Papa Swolio Live. So we'll get into a lot more questions tomorrow. We have to do a ton today. Let's go balls deep. Let's wrap this up. I hope it doesn't cut out again, but it's Saturday night. You guys can go on with your day and make some gains and get a good night's sleep and stuff like that. So it happens once in a while. You guys know it, but let's keep it moving. Unless you have a live question, I'll kind of pop back and answer a couple. Odin's Heathen says, on this note, I will say I never realized how lifting really is a science. I always thought that it was lift and that's it, but there's so much info to learn. Yeah, and it's also you being your own scientist. It's all about you testing and individualizing and, you know, tweaking and adjusting and really making it yours. So when I kind of block out what everyone else does or what I've heard or what some people do and what I used to do, if I really look at the numbers and objectively look and see, okay, am I making progress? Like, am I getting stronger every week? Am I getting stronger? Are my numbers going up? Am I making that progressive overload? Am I able to progressively overload? If I did 6 reps last week, was I able to get more? I did a set of, I have a decline chest press that I use for closed grip. I really like it for closed grip, like a JM press. And like I do a closed tricep grip. And man, I had 3 plates on there and I did 5 reps last time I did it. This time I did, I guess I took a few weeks off from that machine. I was doing some other stuff. I did 10 reps today. So that was a huge increase since the last time I did that machine. Now, I'm pretty sure all the settings were the same. The weight was definitely the same. I'm pretty sure like the height of the machine and all that. But, you know, sometimes you'll see big jumps in certain lifts. And then sometimes you'll be stuck at a certain weight. Sometimes you'll just be stuck. There will be certain machines, fam, that you will just kind of hit a certain weight. And that's like kind of it. I think a lot of you have probably tried that. You just hit this wall and it's just, you're not getting more weight. Or if you do maybe like 0.5 pound, you're like scratching and clawing. It's pretty much, that's kind of your limit. You know, it's interesting. There's certain, some machines that just kind of, yeah, that's kind of where you're going to be at. You're not really going to load much more. You just kind of hit your peak, so to speak. Some machines are going to have more growth and some machines might just be, you know, you just can't get past it. So that's why it's good to mix it up. Sometimes you mix it up a little bit, shake up the system a little bit, and you can kind of break through those plateaus. So not everything is for every person and you have to just make sure you customize it yourself. So again, if you're doing something a certain way, like, and I just talk about it, I've done 2 days on, 1 day off. Sometimes I'll throw in an extra recovery day. So if I look through my book and I see the numbers and the weights and what I've been doing, if I see the numbers increasing, so if my strength went from, let's say, over the last 2 weeks, let's say I went from like 235 on an exercise to 245 and then 250. Like if I see those numbers going up, or I got 5 reps last time I did this exercise and I did 6 reps or 7 reps, that means my strength is increasing. You know what that means? That means I'm recovering enough, not just locally, but also systemically. If my numbers plateau and I kind of burn out, I'm not feeling like it, I feel drained and exhausted, something's wrong. Something's wrong. Now, what's wrong? Could be my nutrition. How's my sleep? How's my electrolyte intake? How much volume has I been doing? Was I trying to do more workouts in a row than 2 days? Did I do 3 or 4 days? For a little bit, I was like, let me try this different split. Let me try go really low volume. Let me try doing 4 days on and then 1 or 2 days off. And I did like 1, 2, 3, and I felt fine. But on the last day I did the workout, I'm like, I'm not doing this again. I like having 2 days. I can think psychologically going 2 days hard. Because the 2 days that I string together based on my rotation, it changes. It changes. It kind of rotates through because I have like 5 things rotating through 6. So different pairs kind of come up. And it's always an upper body and a lower body. I shouldn't say always. I think it pretty much is. So it might be chest and then hamstrings and glutes. And then it might be rest. And then it'll be like back or pull and then quad focus workout and then rest and then arms and then hamstrings and glutes or, you know, so, and then there'd be a day off. And sometimes I'll throw in an extra recovery day, do some more mobility, and I'll do mobility and yoga and like sauna and cold plunge. And I'll do some other stuff. I'll just mix it up. So you have to really look and see how are you doing with your programming. And I think that's why it's important to journal, but also mindfulness and just think, be aware. And that's why I like to track, because if my numbers are going up, then I'm recovering enough. If my numbers are going down or they're stagnant, even if I'm, let's say I'm sticking to my program, let's say I'm eating right, this, that, and the other, maybe I'm doing too many sets. Maybe I'm really doing too many sets and it might be like, well, I'm doing 6 sets in a body part. Well, with my split, maybe 6 sets with the way I'm training. And when I say I'm doing 6 sets for a body part or 4 or 5 sets. So today for arms, I did like 4 sets for biceps and like 4 or 5 sets for triceps, 4 or 5. I did like 8 or 9 sets total, maybe 10 total for the body parts. That's not a lot. That's not a lot. I shouldn't say it's not a lot. That's like That's actually more than what you need potentially. There's a lot of evidence that shows that after like six sets, you don't really have much like diminishing returns. So the whole point is I'm not doing four or five or six sets of just through the motions. I'm not going to get a pump. I'm going to failure. I'm training as hard as I can, really close, if not including failure. So I don't need a lot. And if you're doing six sets for a body part, maybe five is what you need. So that's what you have to test. Okay, keep that split and just drop it to five and see how overall you do. Or maybe your exercise selection, you're choosing too demanding repetitive exercises. You're doing barbell squats and Smith machine squats and hack squats and leg press. Like you're doing too much repetition, right? There's too much redundancy in your workouts. So just because all four of those or whatever I just said are great exercises, they're not necessarily great all in the same workout or one after the other. You know, you might only need one. So it depends on how the muscle's being worked. So you have to have some more intent behind what you choose. All right, balls deep time.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo! That's deep.
So just keep in mind, you're in control, right? You're in the driver's seat. And it's very important to remember that. Okay, fam, pick a number 1, 2, or 3. 1, 2, or 3. Do you have, can you hear me? 1, 2, 3. Papa, can you hear me? Can you hear my words? Are you going to choose the number? Is this coming through? Am I still connected? All right, let's go with the first one. We got Cerny. Cerny says number 2. Oh my God, this is called, oh my God, man in the bathroom. Oh, jeez.
What's in the box?
We're going to keep on moving forward. Onwards, fam. Onwards. Man, bathroom.
Excuse me. What are you doing in the women's bathroom?
I'm sorry?
What are you doing in the women's bathroom?
Oh, my God.
Okay, but you're a man.
No.
Yes, you are. You're clearly a man.
Ew.
And you're just in the women's bathroom. Do you know how much money I pay for this school, and now there's a man in my bathroom?
Well, you should talk to the administration.
Oh, I definitely will.
Good.
But why do you feel the need to go into women's spaces as a man? No comment on that? Do you think women don't deserve their own private spaces? Nothing? Really? Do you support women's rights? No? Okay, so there's just a man in our bathroom. That's wonderful. So glad that the University of Tampa allows this. We also have drag queens as well.
Jesus Christ.
Matt Damon.
Jesus Christ. I got something for
boys
that one.
Boys have a penis. Girls have vagina.
All right, fam. You're in the right place. You're in the right place. We got this. We got it wrapped up now. Oh, my God. All right. You know what has to happen is everyone has to just like quit the school, just leave and be like, I'm not giving you a dime. Just defund all these universities. Let them go under. We don't need them. We fucking don't need this shit. Better ones will be built in their stead. Just stop giving these people money. All right, let's see what we got here. We have two that are not going to redeem that, unfortunately. Let's go with Swole Sama number 3. This one's called Seed Oils. Swole Sama. Seed Oils.
What's in the box?
What do we got here? Let's see.
Are seed oils toxic? Seed oils are a type of unsaturated dietary fat.
We haven't heard a video from Avi in a while. Avi's back. Thank you, Swole Sama. Great choice.
Unsaturated dietary fats can be broken down into two categories, monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. Which category one fits into is basically based on how much omega fatty acids are in them. Seed oils tend to be higher in omega-6 fatty acids, which is why influencers tell you to stay away from them.
That's not why.
There are some studies that have been done in labs that suggest that when your body breaks down omega-6 fatty acids, a chemical byproduct is created that's related to increased inflammation,
they're
which
less
is
stable.
Generally bad for you. However, this molecule is not created in large quantities, and there's not really research suggesting that...
Okay, so she's fighting for... ultra-processed vegetable oils and seed oils. Is that what you're doing? Are you making an argument? Are you cherry picking data in order to try to justify? Oh, are the seed oils being marginalized? Are the seed oils being, are the vegetable oils and the seed oils being marginalized, Avi?
It has an impact on one's health. We need human clinical trials to determine the long-term effects of consuming seed oils. But
this video is a long-term effect of consuming seed oils. What I just listened to is a long-term effect.
But there's no evidence to suggest that they're toxic.
Oh. Mm. Her voice makes me want to stick my face into an electrical socket. Okay. Well, that being said. Oh. We're going to end this. We're going to end this podcast. This is a lot of bumps on this road today, fam, but we're getting it done. We're getting it done. I appreciate you being here. We'll make it through. All right. This one's called BMI, and yeah, the seed oils are making the frogs gay.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay. All
right. This one's called BMI. So jump scare, everyone.
If the BMI, we've talked about why the BMI is not a good indicator of health, then I would argue that literally a global health organization using it as the linchpin to decide public health issues, I argue that that's a bad idea because that it does not tell us anything about what makes us unhealthy.
What'd you just say?
One of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. In your rambling, incoherent response, were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought?
Oh, churchy.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Oh, my sweet Pinks. Oh, Pinkelstein. Oh, sweet churchy. Give daddy some rubs. Give daddy some bellies. Give me some bellies. Oh, Pinkston Churchill. Oh, Pinkston. Oh, sweeties. Did we die of dysentery? Likely. I don't know how you live like that. I don't know how you live in that manner to destroy your health to that point and then have the audacity to justify it to other people. You know, that woman, I guess her name is Abby. I always say that because that's what she said in a video. I don't really know what her name is. Abby, she made a video saying how people talk to her like, Abby, people don't, blah, 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 making some kind of argument. So I'm assuming, and she said it like that, which was like horrifying. So every once in a while, videos from the same creators will pop up on the podcast. So now and again, we'll get the repeat offenders. But just the audacity to trash yourself and then push it out there as if you're doing something virtuous, as if the world is out to get you. No, your decisions led you to where you are. Can you imagine in 2024? Serious. Can you imagine in 2024? Imagine being that person that's trying to promote and trying to justify the use of ultra-processed oils that have obviously made our population sicker and just much more unhealthy, sick, dying, just absolutely grotesque. You look at the stats, you look at the data, you look at everything that this country has done to replace tallow and sugar with high fructose corn syrup, vegetable and seed oils, and you see absolute skyrocketing obesity and death and disease and cancer rates. So I know they say correlation is not causation, but my fucking God, like a straight vertical line. It's like the straight vertical line of the side effects from vaccine injury, like a vertical line. Oh, who knows how that's happened? I don't know. Oh my God. Worldwide, we've implemented a massive RNA manipulation gene therapy campaign on the population at fucking scale. So we're seeing vertical lines in a lot of data, but who knows what the fuck that could be? It's just a different change. Who knows? Wow. Shit's crazy sometimes. Oh, science. Sometimes the observation and the correlation is so mind-blowing. The hypothesis is exactly that, until proven otherwise. Need some vegan tears. And how do you prove something, right? How do you prove it? You know, how many studies, how long do you have to shove this kind of food in people's faces to see the outcomes of obesity and stuff get worse and worse? Like, how long do you have to be? People are so addicted to these things. People are so addicted to this garbage that they are willing to just suffer and allow humanity just to become more and more grotesque and deathly ill, just to deny that it's a serious possibility and, in fact, likely that these foods are just killing us. You know, it's more likely than it isn't likely. Hey, we implemented this and everything went straight through the fucking roof. Well, let's remove it and see how we do. Nope, it's going to hurt the pocketbooks too much. Can't do that. Can't do that. All right, I guess we're back for the last time. So, fam, I first want to say I want to give away this Swole card. We're just going to give it away. I'm not going to do the song, the closing. No, we're just going to give the card away. I want to make sure we wrap this up and have like a cohesive podcast before this shit shuts down again. First off, I apologize. I don't know what the problem is. None of this stuff when it comes to the internet or anything, it's nothing that I do. It's nothing from anything that I've done. I have done the same thing since the beginning of this podcast. The same shit every fucking day. I don't change anything. I don't change any settings. I don't change any bandwidth. I don't change anything. Not a fucking thing. So when this happens, it's just, I don't know. I don't know why it would happen right now. I know it's the evening at night. Maybe there's internet load. Who the fuck knows? But it pisses me off. And one thing that pisses me off the most is the fact that I don't want you, because you all, look, when I watch something and if it's cutting out all the time, I get it. A lot of times I would be like, fuck this. I'm not listening to this anymore. And then how much more likely are you to come back to the same fucking app tomorrow? And I'm sure people have been lost in terms of listening because it's frustrating. And I would be frustrated too. And I would very easily probably likely be like, well, fuck this, because it's annoying. And I don't want to be like the cut off. It just pisses me off. So it frustrates me because it's out of my control and I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else, what other internet connection I can pay for or whatever the fuck it is, because if it's not this, if it's Comcast Business, it's still going to suck. It still goes out. It just costs more. So I'm not sure if it's even better. So anyway, frustrating, but I appreciate those of you sticking around and, you know, hopefully it's not like that tomorrow. I know most of the time we get through fine, but sometimes we have a bumpy road for a few episodes in a row. It seems like this past week has been one of those weeks. So unfortunately, but hopefully maybe this coming week may be better and we won't have to have this frustration now and again. So it's very easy. Like I'm always this close to like putting my fist through the fucking computer screen, even though I'm not going to do that because that wouldn't solve anything. But man, it just frustrates me. And I'm trying not to take it out on the show and be like, ah, fuck this. You know, I try not to take it out on the show. I try not to get pissed off to the point where like the show just sucks and I'm like cranky and like, all right, let's end it. But it's hard to continue every time it cuts out every 5 fucking seconds. So frustrating. But I do know that I'm going to be back here tomorrow. So it doesn't really matter, does it? So get Starlink. I don't know if that'd be better. I've heard good and good bad things. I know about Starlink. I don't know if that's going to be any better, to be honest. I don't know if it's going to be as good. And I don't know if it's going to matter. But I've looked into it. I just don't know if I'm going to want to do that. So, but we'll see. But we'll see. Yeah. Mess with my groove. Mess with my flow, man. I was ready to have a great show. I think we had a good show. I mean, stitching the things together. So, and it's also a pain in the fucking ass because I don't have one video. And it saves as like 6 little separate videos. And I got to edit, export. It just makes it more of a pain in the ass. So, we will wrap it up now, give away the Swole card, but we did it. We made it. Oh, I would totally taking the modem to a field. I would go Office Space like a motherfucker on this thing. Xfinity is the fucking worst. And the problem with Comcast or Xfinity or whatever it is, it's like there's a couple companies. It's the same everywhere. They all suck. And they're awesome. And it's just so many people use this shit. And who knows? It's technology. And I always come back to this, right? I always come back to this. As frustrating as it is, like, it sucks. The internet went out. The fact that I'm recording a video speaking into this, you know, electronic black cock, it's just, and it's going everywhere. The fact that it works as often as it does is still mind blowing. So, oh, it's a little bit choppy. Oh, I can't live stream from my fucking office to the entire world. Oh no. Right? What a first world problem. What like a magic sorcery, you know, first world 2024. You know, nerfed fucking pathetic pussy ass thing to complain about. That's what always comes down to. And I'm like, oh my God, you're just, how dare you complain about, oh, you can't live stream your show on Rumble. Oh, you can't live stream your show. Oh, your connection got a little choppy. Oh, they couldn't see it for 5 seconds. I just, in my head, I'm like, shut the fuck up. You stop whining, you fucking baby. That's my head. I hear like, come on, stop whining. I hear the soundboards in my fucking head, right? So it is amazing. But it's just, I mean, that perspective makes me like, oh, look, how much you take for granted that can get frustrating. Oh, the connection got choppy on a Saturday. Oh, on a Saturday. I'm over here streaming for like 8 years straight and once in a while, 8 years every fucking day. And then, oh, once in a while, oh, it didn't work that well. It's like, Jesus Christ. All right. Out of 2,906 times, I think we can have a choppy live stream once in a while. So these are the thoughts that go through my head. I'm like frustrated about it. And then I think that I'm like, you're just a whiny little bitch. It's like, shut the fuck up. So it really is. At least it's good. It's good enough to the point where we actually have a show that has been here for almost 8 years. So it's worked well enough. Well enough. You're all here and you're still here. So look at you. Hands. Round of applause to the fam that's still here. The fam that's still here coming through on a Saturday night. Still here after a bumpy live stream. You guys are awesome. You fam. I wish I can give everyone a card, but I can't. So I won't. Falcon, let's give away the Swole Slug card. Love it. Every fucking man cast. Who's going to get this fucking card? All right. Scrolling. Anyone? We got a winner. It is, ooh, it's in the Daily Swole Telegram chat. It is Katie Simmons. Congratulations. Miss Katie Simmons. To the main stage. Congratulations. Send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Everyone here sticking through thick and thin. Everyone here is a swole slut. You know, everyone here is a swole slut. Oh my God. Congratulations. Anyone but Matt. Congratulations. Katie, send us an email to support@swolenormous.com. Swole card 2906. Fucking rigged. You know what? You know what, Matt?
Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Congratulations. All right, fam. Let's nut this beesh. We will. Guess what? I'm in a good mood now. The stream's here. You think we can rock it? You think we can make it? Let's make it to the end. Let's do a throwback at the end. All right? Let's do a throwback. How about that? How about a throwback? Aww. Papa's got you. I got you. We'll do a throwback. Let's see if we can make it. It's gonna be a close one. I think I can. I think we can make it through the knowledge cock. I have faith. All right. We'll take some sound. Oh.
Go fuck yourself.
All right. What do you guys want to say to Rumble and or the internet company? What do you guys want to say to... What do you guys want to say to the interwebs? What do you want to say to the tech? The IT community out there. The servers. I don't know. What do you guys want to say to the powers that be that led to this bumpy episode? I'm Matt Damon, I got you.
Matt Damon.
I'm back on your knees.
You need to stop being late.
Good choice.
Quit worrying. You'll be back on your knees in no time.
Rusty mother, rusty motherfucking spoon. String says a fuck you. Oh.
Shut up, bitch!
Ooh, one cross each.
Crucifixion is good. Out of the door, line on the left, one cross each.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Cut off again, didn't it? I swear to fucking God. Are we live again? I was wrong. It cut off. But we're back again. If you're listening after the fact... Oh, we're live. We're back. We're back. We're back. Yeah. Get this butthole in there. I know we're back. So, hey, fam, how we doing? It's okay, church. It's okay. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Hi, Mr. Tainty Man. Stretch? Oh, what's he doing? All right. Smack that ass. Look at his dick. Look at his tainty chode. Look at your dainty chode, look at your dainty chode, look at your little pee-pee. Oh, tainty man. What's up, buddy boy? I know, it's inside. I know, I'm just teasing you. Hey, look. Look at where you don't have balls. Why are the nuts on the screen? Oh, my God. No, we don't want to do that again. No, I got to remove the nuts. All right, so let's do this. Where were we? Oh, this shit went off the rails. Throwback time. Let's do throwback. We're going to get cut off again. Let's quickly. Oh, what an episode. Holy crap. Okay, let's do the throwback. Here we go. Leave Tainty Man on the screen. Throwback.
Truth of the matter is we do not live in a culture that celebrates weight gain.
Well, obviously.
We don't live in a culture that celebrates death. Actually, we do. McDonald's and Taco Bell and shun every fucking corner. Get your vaccines. Eat a free fucking cheeseburger.
If this is appealing to you, just think of this when you think of vaccination.
We don't live in a culture that celebrates weight gain. 80% of the people are overweight or obese, at least. You don't believe me? Go outside.
Just like being white comes with tons of privileges.
Oh no, not again!
Shut the fuck up.
Shut up, whore!
Being thin and living in a small body comes with tons of privileges. Life is easier for folks living in smaller bodies.
Smaller bodies. You mean like midgets?
Sorry, I'm not interested in being friends with midgets.
This chick doesn't look like she's fat. She's just virtue signaling so hard. She's such a good person. She's standing up for morbidly obese people and their terrible lifestyle habits. She's such a good person.
She is so brave.
All right, fam. Thanks for being here. Love you, Beaches. If you want to join the fam, all these awesome people that stuck it through the entire episode today, join us, swolenarmistx.com. But tomorrow, ask Papa Solio Live. Turn the notifications on. I will swole text you. Probably going to be going live by 12 noon Eastern time. So I'm going to set up the live stream tonight. Everything, fam, I'm going to try to get this up in one piece. You made it. We did it. And in closing, let this be a reminder that it's not always going to be perfect. This is one of those workouts or episodes or, you know, this where not that it sucked, but it's like, yeah, it wasn't super smooth, but guess what? We got it done. On to 2907. Thanks for being here. Peace, McGee's, Deuce, Magoose, your boy Papa Swolio. Out.
Crazy flow, need a straight jacket. Cash flow, I'm a bank addict. Six subs, had the bass smacking. 808s, had the place clapping. Three girls is enough for me, so I pull out like the stock's crashing. Like an IPO, trying to purchase me. This a private sector, so you can't have it. Faking all that boom bapping. Who you think you is, boy? 90s want they sound back, so I give rap all these fake rappers as I take matters in my own hands. I don't need rapping, I don't need zans. I don't need help, I'm a grown man. Now they came left and they so mad, it's like,
then y'all found that young king with my crown at 10 racks in the fanny pack.